Stephenson University and SFMSports.net welcomes you to this presentation of Mustangs Basketball. This multimedia broadcast is available online and on your mobile device and is powered by Coca-Cola, PMM Companies, and Stephenson University. Now, let's go to the hardwood. This is Mustangs Basketball.
The Mustangs are rolling now in the new year after starting out 0-3, winners of four in a row, and they've got a big one today as they take on the Arcadia Knights. Good afternoon, and welcome to Stephenson Basketball on SFMSports.net. I'm Sid Zweigbaum, joined by Dave Trumbo. Dave, should be a good one today. The Arcadia Knights coming in 6-4, tied for third in the Commonwealth Conference. Stephenson 6-3, alone in second place. Both teams obviously need a win if they have any idea of making it to postseason basketball.
No, if they're going to make it to postseason basketball and get a great seed, because everybody would love to host when they get into postseason, Sids. And Arcadia had won four games in a row and then lost to Alvernia, so they need this one badly.
Stephenson starting the new year off 0-3. They've won four in a row since then. They had a bye in the middle of the week. Last Saturday, they beat Widener on the road 83-63. Four of their five starters in double figures. 55% from three-point land for Stephenson. The big key, Dave, the defense holding Widener to 32% shooting in the second half. That's something they did against Arcadia in the first meeting. Arcadia shot 70% in the first half, and then Stephenson put the clamps on in the second half.
Well, I think it's going to come down to the senior leadership, how hard they're going to play. You know, sometimes it seems like their defense is phenomenal, and then when they come out flat and they go in those streaks of allowing, you know, multiple points in a row, that makes the difference. They've got to put 40 minutes together.
You see Stephenson's last six games, they started with a couple of losses at home against Messiah and Alvernia. Four-game win streak at Hood, at Lycoming in overtime versus Lebanon Valley on a Thursday, and then the win Saturday at Widener. Arcadia coming in, they have won four of their last five. Wednesday, they lost at Alvernia 66-56. That put both of those two teams in a tie for third place. Arcadia, a three-point shooting team, just 23% outside the arc against Alvernia on the road. So they started their last six with a loss against Lycoming. Then they won four in a row at Albright, at Messiah, home against Widener, and home against Hood before losing to Alvernia on Wednesday night. Knights looking to rebound. They'll have to do it without their starting point guard. We'll talk more about that coming up next as we look at the tail of the tape as well. This is the Mustangs All-Access Pregame Show, powered by SFMSports.net.
So good to see you. Count me down to ride out of my shoes. Tired, cool. Don't need a reason. All I really need is you. Just want the front of it. Delicious, crisp taste of it. Just want the love of it. Just want the feel of it. Just want the taste of it. Diet Coke, just wanna catch ya. It's electric when you hit my lips. Feels so good to hold ya. It's the no calories that makes me feel like this. Just want the fun of it. Just want the thrill of it. Just want the love of it. Just want the taste of it. Diet
Off is minutes away. This is the Mustangs All-Access Pregame Show on the Mustang Sports Network.
Welcome back to Owings Mills. We take a look at our tale of the tape. Stephenson and Arcadia. Mustangs averaging 72 points a game. But Dave, hard to believe from last year, they're number one in all of the MAC, all 17 teams, in field goal percentage at 48.6. Arcadia coming in averaging 75.7 points. Both teams shooting the three about the same, 35%. Free throws, Arcadia a little bit better, 71% to 66% for Stephenson. Two of the top rebounding teams in the conference, Dave, and I think that's going to be huge today. Arcadia coming in plus 3.1 in the rebound margin. I believe that is second best, and Stephenson is third at plus 2.3. A lot of big guys out on the floor. Jose Figueroa, Joe Brown for Arcadia, and Stephenson with Eric Fisher, Sean Barr, and possibly Justin Coutts in the starting lineup. So the battle of the boards should be huge in this one.
Yeah, I just got word from downstairs, Ryan Hill is going to be the starter, as Darius Walker will not be in the starting lineup and is not dressed for today's game. So Hill also a big body down low at 6'7", 230.
So Stevenson going to go with a bit bigger lineup with Darius Walker out of the lineup. Speaking of out of the lineup for Arcadia, they'll be playing their eighth straight game without their leading scorer, Travis Saltis. Saltis is having a heck of a year, Dave. 15 points a game, shooting 84% from the line, 35% from three, leading the team in assists. And I believe you also missed him last year because the same thing happened last year. He got hurt in the second half of the season. This guy really is a floor general, one of the best point guards. I was talking a couple of weeks ago with the Stevenson assistant coach, Jeff Smith, and we were talking about how he's probably the best point guard in the whole conference, pure point guard, and they're going to have to play without him today.
Not just like playing without your quarterback, without your setter. You know, it's very, very difficult. But then Stevenson without Darius Walker today, he leads them in assists, and he leads them in steals.
Yeah, Walker leads not only the Mustangs in assists, he's second in the conference in assists. He's first in steals, top 10 rebounder, top 10 shot blocker, and he's a guard.
Yeah.
And he's not even really necessarily the guy who brings it across the line. So, Walker, 30 points in the first meeting between these two teams. Stevenson will play without him today. Can they win without the Spider-Man? We will find out next. Arcadia and Stevenson starting lineups, national anthem, the opening tip-off coming up next. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Stevenson women's ice hockey have hit the ice for the third season. And SFMSports.net is there for every save, goal, and power play. Board check. Listen to every Mustangs women's ice hockey game this season. Paul Taylor travels with a team to bring you the action live on the Mustang Sports Network.
Score!
Visit SFMSports.net and click College Sports for broadcast schedules, on-demand content, and highlights. The Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Score!
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III.
I did receive academic scholarships. Just being involved on campus, being a leader, all those things combined kind of get me recognized. It's a great experience for me.
Tip-off is minutes away. This is the Mustangs All-Access Pre-Game Show on the Mustang Sports Network.
Welcome back to Owings Mills. Stevenson and Arcadia getting set to tip it off as these two teams meet going around the Commonwealth today. This will be the first tip-off of the day. The big matchup to look at, Lycoming 8-2, hosting Hood 5-5. So Stevenson and Arcadia obviously rooting for a Lycoming loss there. Again, the top four teams get into the conference tournament. Right now it's Lycoming 8-2, Stevenson 6-3, Alvernia 6-4, Arcadia 6-4. So all both these two teams safe, Dave, but a loss obviously could hurt.
Yep, and everybody wants to be that top seed and wants to not be in that play-in game.
Right.
The 4th-5 play-in game, they have to play on Monday, so that's what they're competing for. Stevenson, unanimous pick at the beginning of the season to win this whole thing, and just a point short last year of getting that NCAA bid, which is the big prize at the end.
So Stevenson and Arcadia getting set to tip. We're going to go downstairs for the national anthem, the starting lineups, and the opening tip. So we'll take a pause from Dave and I, and you'll hear all that stuff coming up right now.
I'm loving the switch up, the switch up, the switch up. I'm loving the switch up. Switch up, switch up, switch up, switch up. I'm loving the switch up, switch up.
Here's to a new day at McDonald's. With a whole new way to order, now pick your size to build your very own combo meal. Get a Big Mac sandwich with a Sunday and side salad, or McNuggets with cookies and fries. You decide. No matter how you mix it up, you get a meal you love at a price that loves you back.
I'm loving the switch up.
Prices and participation may vary.
Every day, we need a reward to keep going. At the office. Dropping kids off at school.
Bye, Mom!
Or any time of day.
With the McCafé Rewards Card, you can take a moment just for you. Because when you buy five medium or large McCafé hot drinks, the sixth one's free. So reward yourself with a mocha, latte, hot coffee, even hot chocolate. All made to order. At participating McDonald's, applicable only to McCafé hot beverages. Limited time offer.
This is Stevenson Mustangs basketball. Online, mobile, and on demand. Powered by SFMSports.net.
The switch up, the switch up. I love it, the switch up. Switch up, switch up, switch up, switch up. Switch up. I love it, switch up, switch up.
Here's to a new day at McDonald's with a whole new way to order. Now pick your size to build your very own combo meal. Get a Big Mac sandwich with a Sunday and side salad or McNuggets with cookies and fries. You decide. No matter how you mix it up, you get a meal you love at a price that loves you back.
I'm loving the switch up.
Prices and participation may vary.
Every day, we need a reward to keep going. At the office, dropping kids off at school.
Bye, Mom!
Or any time of day. With the McCafé Rewards Card, you can take a moment just for you. Because when you buy five medium or large McCafé hot drinks, the sixth one's free. So reward yourself with a mocha, latte, hot coffee, even hot chocolate. All made to order. At participating McDonald's, applicable only to McCafé hot beverages. Limited time offer.
This is Stevenson Mustangs basketball. Online, mobile, and on demand. Powered by SFMSports.net.
Stevenson women's ice hockey have hit the ice for the third season. and SFMSports.net is there for every save, goal, and power play. Board check. Listen to every Mustangs women's ice hockey game this season. Paul Taylor travels with a team to bring you the action live on the Mustang Sports Network. Visit SFMSports.net and click College Sports for broadcast schedules, on-demand content, and highlights. The Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge.
Stevenson and Arcadia getting set to tip it off. They met on December 6, 2014 in Arcadia. Stevenson, an 86-80 winner. Arcadia was 2-0 in the conference at the time. We mentioned Darius Walker, career high, 30 points. Jose Figueroa wore Arcadia 21 points and 9 rebounds in that game as all 5 starters scored in double figures for Arcadia. Their starting lineup, 3 guards, John Landreau, Terrell Candelaria, and Ryan Kelly. Up front, they go with Joe Brown, who's Mr. Arcadia. He does it all for him, and Jose Figueroa, the big man in the middle. For Stevenson today, it's Christian Robertson, Chris Day, Sean Farr, along with Ryan Hill and Eric Fisher up front. Head coach for Arcadia, Justin Scott, third year. He's 35 and 36 overall. Stevenson, Gary Stewart, in his fourth year, 56 and 42 overall. This series is even at 3-3 since Stevenson joined the Commonwealth Conference. Arcadia won all 3 meetings, including a playoff matchup in the 2012-2013 season. Stevenson swept the series last year and won the first one this year, so they've won 3 in a row now. Mustangs in their home whites, green trim. Arcadia in their road black jerseys with maroon trim. Farr and Figueroa tip it up. Figueroa wins the tap, and it goes to Joe Brown. Brown is a power forward. He shoots threes. He does a little bit of everything. Now he goes to Landreau. And we've got a whistle already 8 seconds into this game.
And the shot clock's not working.
Shot clock is not working. And the referees will get that straightened out. I think the shot clock just never started. So
right.
Brown will inbound it in front of the Mustang bench. 27 to shoot. Arcadia going right to left. Brown into Candelaria. Hand off to Ryan Kelly. And we've got another whistle because the shot clock's
not running.
It's still not running. A anticlimactic beginning to this one. Brown inbound again, this time at midcourt.
So they got Ryan Hill on Brown, as you said, all everything. He's leader in steals and scoring and shooting percentage and rebounds and assists and every possible category you'd think, except for shooting. I was wrong, not shooting percentage.
Yeah, he had 12 points and 7 rebounds in the loss for Arcadia in the first meeting back in December. Stevenson's done a pretty good job on him on the road games. And now we got a timeout on the floor as we attend to the shot clock. It's scoreless in Owings Mills. We'll take a break as they break and try to get the shot clock underway. We'll be right back.
Really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Owings Mills B-Dubs is minutes away from Stevenson University on Owings Mills Boulevard. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Federal Student Aid, a part of the U.S. Department of Education, provides more than $150 billion in federal grants, loans, and work-study funds each year to more than 13 million students paying for college or career school. The Stevenson Financial Aid Office would like to remind you that you have until March 1st to submit your free application for Federal Student Aid for the 2015-16 academic year. Let the funds begin by applying online at FAFSA.ed.gov. That's www.fafsa.ed.gov.
So good to see you. Got me dancing right out of my shoes. Tell you cool.
We are ready for basketball in Owings Mills. The shot clock has been taken care of as they inbound to Kelly in the backcourt. And we are running college basketball from a Saturday in Owings Mills. Stevenson, man-to-man defense on this opening possession. Inside to Brown. Right-hand layup is good for the left-handed senior from Glenside, Pennsylvania. And it's 2-0 Arcadia. Knights coming out with a little 2-2-1 zone pressure. And then Roberts throws away. Brown the steal. Throws it too far ahead. It is not saved by Candelaria. It was a 4-on-0 there, Dave. And Brown just airmailed that pass and threw it away.
Yeah, Ryan Hill missed the interception. Brown got the easy layup and then coming out in the surprise pressure.
Yep. 2-2-1, three-quarter court day to Farr in the corner. Farr to Roberts down the middle. Left-hand runner is good for Christian Roberts. It's tied 2-2. Now Day will show some pressure in the backcourt. And it'll be Brown, the power forward, bringing it across. Hands off to Landro. Now to Brown. Down low to Figueroa. Figueroa on Fisher. He's got a couple of inches. Spins in the lane. Fall away. No good. Fisher the board. Outlets to Roberts. Stevenson left to right. Tied 2-2. These two teams have played three tight ones in a row, including a double overtime game at Arcadia last year. A two-point win here as well last year. Fisher out to Roberts, over to Day. It's a zone defense. Hill goes right down the seam off the glass. No good. Rebound. Fisher inside. Right-hand hook. No good. Far rebound for the Mustangs. Third crack at it, and it's knocked out of bounds by Landro. Stevenson will get their third look on this one possession. 33 to shoot. 18-27 to go in the first half.
As you said, Sids, I think this game's going to be won on the boards, and Stevenson pounding the offensive glass early.
Hill, top of the key, over to Day, against his 2-3 look. Skip pass to Roberts. Three, in rhythm, off the glass, no good. That was kind of ugly, and Landro clears the board, gets it to Kelly. Kelly making his eighth straight start since their point guard, Travis Saltis, went down. Round in the right corner. Skip pass to Candelaria. Takes a screen from Figueroa. Pick and roll. Figueroa right down the middle in the lane. No good. Rebound tapped up. Brown comes away with it. Left hand shot is good for Joe Brown. He's got four.
Both teams pounding the glass,
yeah,
and the
going
big
right
guys.
Day breaks the pressure. Gets it to Hill, who takes some contact. Now over to Roberts. Day on the right wing. Looking in the zone, has far cutting. It's deflected by Figueroa and stolen by Kelly. 5-on-2 for the Knights. Kelly pull up, jumper, no good. Rebound, Day taps it away. And that might have actually been helpful because he couldn't corral it. There was a whole lot of Knights underneath.
It's off. Yeah, lucky the ball did go out of bounds. It could have been an easy putback there.
Landro to inbound, left of the hoop, right inside to Brown. Pump fake inside. Right-hand layup is good. Joe Brown, 6 points in 2.5 minutes, and the Knights lead it 6-2.
Definitely going on that matchup against Ryan Hill, who has only started 5 games this year for the Mustangs.
Another pass taken away by the Knights' pressure. Figueroa gets it ahead to Candelaria, waits for help. This 2-2-1 press giving the Mustangs problems, and they were great against pressure at Hood and at Lycoming. Struggling so far today. Already 3 turnovers. Brown almost traveled. Gets it to Landro. Inside at Figueroa. Right block. Faces up on Fisher. Backs in. Spins. Far ties him up. Jump ball. It'll go to Stevenson. And Julian Davis set to check in quickly for the Mustangs, replacing Chris Day. So here's another thing without Walker. You lose a ball handler. Usually, Dave, they have 3 ball handlers out there. I wouldn't really consider Farr a ball handler. So now Stevenson with a more traditional 2-guard, 3-forward look. And they're having trouble without Darius Walker.
Yeah, you'd think they'd like to play this frenetic pace, but maybe not today without Walker.
Davis, top of the key, over to Fisher in the left wing. Arcadia now man-to-man momentarily. It's more of a matchup zone. Fisher, 3 on the way. Splash! And the Mustangs cut it to 1. Eric Fisher on the board with a triple.
Yeah, they needed that. As the crowd is starting to fill in, all the students are back.
Yeah. Brown, top of the key, over to Candelaria. Now Figueroa outside the arc, 18 to shoot. Kelly off the screen, cuts, kicks to Brown. Brown, 3 in rhythm, it's good. He's got 9 in a row for the Knights. And Arcadia leads it 9-5.
That's some weird spin coming off his hand.
Yeah, that's
kind of shoots with 2 hands.
Yeah, it's a push shot. It's not pretty, but it's working for him. Skip pass to Fisher in the corner, now to Davis. Stevenson down by four. Davis, three, in rhythm, short, far, offensive rebound, spins, right-hand layup, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds off Fisher. He disagrees. And it's going to be Arcadia basketball. And right now, Dave, Arcadia has come out certainly with a lot more energy than Stevenson. And not only energy, but I mean, they seem to be real hyped up. You can hear it on their own bench to play this game. Brown, right elbow, crosses over, drives right down the middle. Runner is good. Joe Brown's got 11.
And so does Arcadia.
Exactly. He wants to, Gary Stewart calls timeout. He thought that Figueroa set an illegal screen as Brown drove down the middle. And the Mustangs want a 30-second timeout. Well, Dave, if you want to do some math, Brown's got 11 points in, let's call it, 5 minutes. He's on pace for 88.
Yeah, he's come out. They've gotten the ball inside. He hit the three, but he also has three layups.
Yeah, ironically, he talked about how he struggled at home against the Mustangs, barely getting into double figures last year in a double overtime game. Only 12 points in the opener this year at home. The average is 15 a game. Well, last year at Stevenson, a two-point loss to Arcadia, Brown was a monster, 26 and 11. So, for some reason, he likes playing at Owings Mills better than at home against the Mustangs. And he's come out on fire.
He certainly has.
Five for five.
Now this press a lot of times will get teams fired up and get them flowing early, and that's exactly what it's done to Arcadia. They've gotten a couple turnovers.
Justin Kuntz into the game for Ryan Hill as Roberts nearly had it taken away. So Stevenson again going with this bigger lineup, and now Colby Giacomino set to check in. Davis, top of the key, over to Roberts, to the right wing, far top of the key. Between the legs, dribble, kicks to Davis, now up top to Kuntz. Kuntz rotates to Roberts on the right. Inside to Fisher. Fisher lost it. Roberts trying to get back. Diving for a loose ball. Roberts has it. Jump ball is the call. It's Arcadia basketball.
A lot of fire and passion up out there on the floor from the Knights.
Yeah, and that comes with a couple of seniors, Candelaria, Brown, and Figueroa. And you know they're playing to keep their careers going, getting into the postseason, making sure they get to the conference tournament. And that's certainly driving them early in this game.
It could certainly be their last crack at Stevenson.
Sean Mayberry checking in for Arcadia. Good-looking freshman in Calvert Hall. Kelly at three off the screen, no good. Mayberry almost had it out of bounds. Off Mayberry. And it'll be Stevenson basketball. Mustangs down by six again. 2-2-1, three-quarter court pressure. Davis to Roberts. They get it across the timeline. Roberts to Kuntz outside the arc. Giacomino has checked in, so Stevenson now with three guards on the floor. Fisher and Kuntz up front. Roberts in the left corner. They go to Kuntz. Kuntz, free throw line, over to Davis. So it's an amoeba-like zone defense that you see. 2-3, and then they're matching up in the corners. Kuntz, five to shoot, ducking in. And it's good for Justin Kuntz. A tough shot off balance for the big fella. And Kuntz has his first two off the bench. Stevenson down 11-7, looking for a stop to make it a one-possession game. Brown on the left block has Kuntz on him. Wants to back him down. Brown in the lane. Hump makes fall away, right-hand floater. No good. Figueroa tips it up. Goes out to Kelly. Open three. Top of the key. No good. Long rebound. Joe Brown has it. Arcadia, third crack at it. Figueroa inside on Davis. And he took him to school. And finally, someone other than Joe Brown has scored for Arcadia. And it's Jose Figueroa. And it's 13-7. Arcadia up by six.
Now Brown has Kuntz on him now. A little bit more athletic, I should say, defender.
Head coach Justin Scott directing this defense with every rotation from the bench. And it's working. Stevenson can't find anywhere to go. It's a matchup zone now. Fisher track, kicks out to Giacomino. Three on the way. Splash for Colby Giacomino. And he hits his first triple of the day. Only had 1 point in the win at Arcadia earlier this season. He's got a triple. He was 4-for-5 at Widener last Saturday. So Colby continues that hot shooting. Stevenson down by three. Mayberry, Figueroa outside the arc. Fisher all the way back into the paint. Figueroa, no threat to shoot a three. Brown, like, pick and roll with Figueroa, went back downstairs to him, and Roberts got twisted up, switching over to Figueroa, and that'll be a foul on Christian.
That is the first foul by either team in this contest, and we're 7.5 minutes in. I like the Koontz matchup with Brown a lot better than the Koontz again with Hill.
One foul in almost 8 minutes. It's a beautiful thing, Dave.
Yeah, it is.
Khalil Curtis
has kicked it.
Checked in as Day kicks the in-mount pass. So Day, Davis, Giacomino, Koontz, Fisher on the floor. Now Farr back on the floor.
Yeah, Farr's going to play a lot more today. He's only averaged around 21 minutes, but without Walker, I think Farr's going to see some more minutes.
So Curtis is into the game. Illegal screen set by Mayberry. It'll be Stevenson ball. Curtis, Mayberry, guys off the bench on the floor for Arcadia. And they join Candelaria, Kelly, and Brown.
Well, the threes by Fisher and Giacometto have been huge so far for Stevenson, just to keep them in the contest.
Koontz in the
rhythm.
Backcourt had to get it across, just did with 1 second to spare. Again now, though, the Mustangs, Dave, with three forwards and two guards on the floor. So Farr is going to have to stretch his perimeter game. Koontz driving, pull-up jumper, no, passed inside to Fisher. Justin Koontz looking like the biggest point guard in the conference right there. And he found Fisher underneath for an easy deuce. Fisher's got five. He raised up the shoot and dumped it off. 13-12, Stevenson down by one. Mayberry makes the three, goes behind the back, now dumps it down to Curtis, and Curtis traveled with the basketball. Turnover, Arcadia.
I talked to Gary Stewart this week, and he said how Koontz came in pretty good shape, but they have a new system in, so he's just learning that system, and each practice he gets better and better.
Day, long pass ahead to Fisher. Tough catch for Eric in the front court to break the press, and now they'll slow it down, and Arcadia will set up this matchup zone. Skip pass to Farr on the right wing. Looking for Fisher down low. Fisher reverse layup is good, and Fisher's got seven. Arcadia calls timeout.
Now two nice looks into Fisher, and he is a finisher at 16 points a game.
Fisher already with 70. Scored two in a row for the Mustangs. 11:22 to go. We'll take a break. Stevenson up by one on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
This is Stevenson Mustangs basketball, online, mobile, and on demand. Powered by SFMSports.net.
Stevenson men's lacrosse team was ranked at number 4 in the USILA Division III preseason coaches poll. It's the third top 5 preseason ranking for the Mustangs, who finished last season ranked number 3 in the final poll. Mustangs went 19-3 last season, advancing to the NCAA quarterfinals a year after winning the national championship and their second straight Commonwealth Conference championship. The Mustangs will face 8 teams ranked in the USILA preseason poll, including 5 at home. In addition to Tufts, Stevenson will host number 6 Cortland, number 7 Cabrini, number 8 Lynchburg, and open the season against number 11 York on Valentine's Day. You can watch all of the home games this season on the Mustang Sports Network. Arcadia with the basketball, trailing for the first time, down by one. Kelly, Brown, Mayberry, Figueroa on the floor, and along with Candelaria for the Knights. Kelly with a double screen. Now to Candelaria. Deep three. Missed the rim. Hit just glass. And Koontz, the rebound. He'll bring it across from the Mustangs. Koontz bounces to Fisher. Right corner. Fisher underneath. Threw it away. It's knocked out of bounds by Mayberry. Threw it right to him. He couldn't handle the steal. Tough start for Sean Mayberry to this game. And Ryan Hill checking in for Eric Fisher.
Yeah, so Mayberry's been a great player off the bench for them this season, averaging 12.5 a game from down Calvert Hall down in Baltimore.
Day, Giacomino, Koontz, Farr, and Hill on the floor for Stevenson. Looking at this amoeba zone. switching from a 2-3 to a 1-3-1 with every pass. Farr drives down the lane, had it knocked away. Kuntz outside the arc, spins, fall away, now dishes to Day. Day inside to Hill! What a look! And Hill with the layup, and the Mustangs lead by three. Chris Day, great little shovel pass underneath, and Ryan Hill with the layup.
In the last three possessions, three layups.
Day called for a foul, pressuring Kelly out near midcourt. 10:25 to go in the first half. Stevenson up 16-13. Mayberry to inbound on the right wing. Oh, Kelly close. Almost went back court with it. Not sure he didn't. Kelly drives down the left side, gets to the baseline, kicks out to Mayberry. Mayberry takes a screen from Figueroa, and we've got a travel called on Mayberry.
Wow. That's to say, you hit it right on the head. He is really off to a tough start.
Yeah, he's had an offensive foul. He botched a steal. Now he turns it over again. Here's Farr in the front court. Sacramento, three from the right corner. No good. He went flying. No call. Brown the rebound for Arcadia. Brown brings it across the timeline. Couple dribbles between the legs. Crosses over on Kuntz. Now slows things down. Inside to Figueroa. Figueroa trying to get out of trouble and just got rid of it. Now they go back down to Figueroa on the repost. Figueroa on Hill. Kicks out to Kelly. Kelly goes right by Day. Runner rejected by Hill. Here come the Mustangs. 4-on-2. Lob to Kuntz. Couldn't handle it, but it goes to Day. A foul called on Brown as Kuntz went up for the lob. I'm not sure it was there.
Now, that was definitely a force. But we are going to get a shooting foul.
Wow, that is a generous call.
I'll say.
And Kuntz going to the line shooting two, and not exactly his area of expertise in a season and a half with the Mustangs.
How do they call that a shooting foul?
I have
it was
no
a lob
idea.
That never got there.
Kuntz.
That's ridiculous.
53% on the year. First free throw is short. I think the mystery of Kuntz at the line, Dave, is his form is like textbook. He's got great form, bends his legs, has a good stroke, good arc, and he just can't get him to go down. Roberts back into the game from the Mustangs. Second free throw off the back of the rim, no good.
Well, that means one thing. It's mental.
Yes. And almost a break for Arcadia to send Kuntz on the line as he missed them both. Landro back into the game for Arcadia. Takes a screen from Brown. Brown fades to the corner. Three ball on the way. No good. Brown gets his own rebound and tips it in.
No box.
Does he get an assist for that?
He gets an offensive rebound off his own missed shot because nobody boxed them out.
Joe Brown has Arcadia's 13 of their 15 points. They trail by one. Back into a 2-3 zone. It's sort of a 1-2-2, sort of a 1-3-1. Stevenson, you just see their faces. They can't really figure out exactly what they're looking at other than they know it's a zone. Sacramento driving baseline. Now to Hill. Kuntz stops and double-teamed. They're just knights everywhere. Three to shoot. Roberts and Sacramento, one to shoot on the run. Didn't get it off in time. Colby looking for a call, but Stevenson, a shot clock violation. I think they need to go small, Dave.
Well, they did get layups the last three times they had. Then they had the alley-oop to Kuntz that he got fouled on. So they have solved it late that time. Great defense by Arcadia.
8:35 to go. Quick moving first half. Stevenson up by one. Mayberry off the screen. Long two on the way. Back of the rim, no good. Mustangs fight for it. Kuntz has it ahead to Farr. Farr, look out below! Jams it home! Sean Orr! The dunk leaking out. Justin Kuntz, the assist. It looked like the slam dunk contest as he caught it right off the high bounce and jammed it in like a 75-foot alley-oop. Figueroa spins in the lane, left-hand hook, no good. Rebound, Kuntz. Kuntz ahead to Fisher or Roberts. 3-on-1. Roberts in the lane. Gets the layup to go. And the Mustangs out running. And they lead it by five. Largest lead of the game for Stevenson, 20-15.
Well, answering your question, that's why Farr's on the court, to give them kind of two forwards.
Candelaria driving down the left side. Roberts called for the block. That's going to be the second foul on Christian. So, again, with Darius Walker not in uniform, not on the sideline, Stevenson a little short with ball handlers today. And Julian Davis checked back in. So will Eric Fisher, replacing Justin Kuntz. Good run by Kuntz, doing a little bit of everything.
Yeah, he looked real comfortable out there on the floor as each time he's adding minutes.
Landro makes the catch at left corner. Deep three from Candelaria, and he knocks it down with Davis right in his face.
Yeah, we haven't, well, Brown hit a three, but other than that, they really haven't been taking a lot of threes today.
Candelaria, 41% coming into it, makes it a two-point game. Fisher, three on the other side, back of the rim, no good. Hill tracks down the long rebound. Stevenson will get a fresh 35. Davis wants someone stationed at the free throw line. Farr spins away from Landro. Big size mismatch there. Now he's in trouble. Gets it to Davis. Davis, some nifty ball handling into the lane. Stops, pops, can't get it to drop. Farr, the offensive rebound. And a foul called underneath. And it's going to go against
Farr.
Farr thinks it's on him. Landro thinks it's on him. And it's on Farr, over the back.
Yeah, get a little push right in the middle of the back.
And his first foul, team fourth on Stevenson. 6:50 to go in the first half. Mustangs lead it 20-18. Sort of a strange game, especially a strange start with the shot clock. Joe Brown with the basketball, 13 of Arcadia's 18 points. Now Landro on the left side. Goes to Figueroa, left block against Fisher. Kick out to Candelaria. Candelaria stops to Mayberry. Three in rhythm. Back of the rim, no good. And Davis with the rebound for the Mustangs. Here's where Stevenson can break it open. Davis into the front court. Giacomino couldn't handle the pass. Now inside to Fisher. Fisher, right-hand hook is good for Fisher. He's got nine.
Yeah, Fisher's playing a great game. They're getting him the ball where he can score really close to the basket.
Fisher in deep there, and he's got nine to lead the Mustangs. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Stevenson up by four, 22-18. Round going baseline. Hill cuts him off there. Now kicks to Mayberry. Three from the right corner. No good. Giacomino the rebound. He saw Farr leaking out. Couldn't get it to him. Davis ahead to Fisher. Fisher to Hill. Look out! Dunk Ryan Hill! Team basketball for the Mustangs. Four passes and a dunk for Ryan Hill.
Yeah, there wasn't a dribble on that break.
No. 24-18. Stevenson has found the area where they can exploit. Fisher steals it from Brown. Three on three the other way. Fisher had it taken away by Landro. It's loose, and the foul going against Fisher.
Yeah, if he couldn't get the ball, he figured he'd pull Landry down.
Yeah.
Landro. I want to know who taught Brown how to shoot.
Yeah.
And they've never tried it. Not that he's not successful.
Yeah, it's worked.
But, oh, my gosh, what an ugly shot.
It's not pretty. But when you watch him, you know, even shooting with his right hand, he's a lefty. In the lane, you know, he looks good. You know, his elbow's 90 degrees and all that stuff. Stevenson up by six on the defensive end. Mayberry into the paint now, off the glass, no good. He can't get anything to go. Fisher, the board, gets it to Farr. Farr wants to run. Farr stops, almost traveled, goes to Davis. Davis down low to Fisher. Fisher, baseline, kicks it Farr in the corner. Farr driving, scoop shot, no good. Fisher tips it in.
That'll happen when you go to the basket. You got a great chance at an offensive rebound.
Yeah, tough to rebound sometimes out of zone defenses. And right now, Stevenson having their way. Farr the steal. Two on one. Farr had it knocked away. Got it back. Fouled. And it looks like Sean Farr will go to the line shooting two.
He's gassed.
Yeah.
He hasn't used to playing this much.
I don't know that he saw Davis. He had a two on one. I think he was just trying to get it to the rim. Stevenson up by eight. Farr going to the line, shooting two.
He's got those hands on the knees. He's bent over. He has got some great steals, some great dunks. Stevenson looks fantastic after a really slow start.
Farr, 48% from the line, and he bricked the first one. So Stevenson, 0 for 3 at the line.
No spin on that ball at all, just dead.
No. Three team fouls on the night. Second free throw is a swish for Sean Farr.
A little bit better.
He's got 3 points. All of a sudden, the Mustangs had turned it into a 9-point lead with less than 5 to go in the first half. Mayberry down low to Brown. Brown double team back to Mayberry in the paint, and Mayberry bricked another one. I believe he's 0 for 6, and they've all been good looks, Dave.
Yeah, they really have. If you figure if he's going to make one, we might be in trouble.
Yeah, Davis had that knocked away as he was trying to pick up his dribble. The referee said it was Stevenson basketball. Arcadia arguing the call as Mayberry heads out, and Curtis comes back in. Referees talk about it, and they reverse the call. And I believe they may have gotten it correct the second time. So it'll be Arcadia basketball down by 9. Brown to Landro. Now to Kelly on the left wing. Kelly looking from Brown. Goes to Landro up top. Landro trying to go past Giacomino. He dribbled it right to Curtis. Curtis drives to the lane, and he's fouled. And Khalil Curtis will go to the line shooting 2. Curtis, a 6-foot-4 senior out of Philadelphia, shooting 2.
Senior-laden team, especially the guys that play. A lot of them are seniors. This is their year to go. Justin Scott did just a great job last year. He was MAC Conference Coach of the Year. First time they've been in the playoffs since 2006.
Curtis knocked down the first, so he's 85% coming into this one. But now he's just 7-for-8 on the season, so limited looks at the line, but he's done well. Second free throw coming from Curtis is good as well. So he's 8-for-9 from the year. Already above his season average of 1.3 points a game with those two free throws. 3:50 to go. Stevenson up by 7, and now the Knights get a chance to set up their pressure D. And as the Mustangs have gotten stops on defense, that's prevented the Knights from setting up their full court pressure. Stevenson up by 7 with the basketball. Far in the paint. Crosses over. Falling away. Left hand shot. No good. Rebound taken by Curtis. Hands off to Kelly. Kelly quickly ahead to Brown. Brown driving in. Off the glass. It's going to be a foul on Giacomino on the floor as Brown made the shot. But he'll go to the line shooting 1-1. Brown, a 72% shooter on the season. So quickly, all of a sudden, 17 fouls on the Mustangs. Brown at the line. He missed it. Rebound taken by the Mustangs. Julian Davis corrals it. Stevenson again up by 7 with the basketball. 2-3 look from Arcadia. With special attention paid to Giacometto. Hill, top of the key, over to Davis. Davis to Giacometto. Giacometto, 3 from straight away. Ooh, no good. That thing missed the rim, hit the bottom right side of the backboard. Here come the Knights in transition. Runner off the glass is good for Joe Brown. He's got 15 points. And the Knights trail by 5.
He seems like he is everywhere. Stevenson's got the last 2 minutes and 30 seconds to try to punctuate this first half.
Fisher runner is no good, but he's fouled. And Eric will go to the line. He's close to his season average in the first half, and it seems like it's been a pretty quiet half for him. I mean, he's been very efficient.
Yeah, he hits two. He's only 2 points behind Brown, but Brown's got 15 of 22.
Fisher misses the first free throw, 66% on the season. Eric, 5-for-7 from the floor. I think that's why it looks quiet, because he's not shooting a lot. He's just putting everything in.
He tended to see. We watched him for a long time. He scores 20 points, and they're quiet 20.
And Fisher makes the second, so he's got 12. Stevenson up by 6, just under 2.5 to go in the first half. Kelly has been quiet for the Knights. As they're playing their 8th game without their starting point guard, Travis Saltis, who's cheering the team on from the bench. Second straight year, he's gotten hurt in the second half of the season. Landro, top of the key, pick and roll at Figueroa. They get it to Figueroa. Easy layup, he missed it. Figueroa gets the offensive rebound, missed the second shot. Third chance for Figueroa. Missed that one as well. Rebound out of bounds. Tap by Figueroa off of far. So the Knights will get it back again. And I really like what they do with their pick and roll game, Dave. Yeah. You know, they're creating layups for their big guys, and obviously Figueroa having trouble. Brown off a quick inbound. Foley shot, no good. And Fisher the rebound. That was one of those plays where everyone just stood still. They bounced it right to Brown, and he missed inside.
That's three layups that trip that they missed. Real close.
Far to Fisher, having trouble with it. Makes a tough catch on the baseline. Tries to kick to the corner. Gets tipped, but goes to Davis. Davis hops, stops, missed. Fisher, offensive rebound, taken away by Landro. Stolen away by a guard, and here comes Kelly the other way. 1:27 to go. Kelly inside looking for Figueroa, and it was kicked out of bounds. Candelaria, did you see him jumping up and down in the corner? He wanted that three ball, and Kelly was trying to create a layup for his teammate Figueroa.
And Kelly was ECAC South Player of the Week last week.
Yeah, he's played real well, except for the last game. He only had 2 points against Alvernia. Inbound to Landro inside. He gets fouled. He'll go to the line. Ryan Kelly was averaging 3.9 points a game off the bench. In his 7 starts replacing Saltis, he's averaging 14 points a game. And he's coming off his worst game, which was a 2-point game at Alvernia. So
yeah, he had 24 against Widener. And you can see he's a part, huge part of the offense. He just hasn't hit a thing yet today. He's been shut out.
Landro hits the first free throw. Mayberry, kid out of Baltimore, checks back in for the Knights. He's 0 for 5 in the game. Second free throw from Landro is good as well. 28-24, so when each team seems like they're going to pull away, the other one's crept back in it. And Stevenson's lead down to 4 from 9. Hill helps get it across the timeline. Chris Day back in for Stevenson. Giacomino to Hill. Dow over to Farr. Far to Giacomino today. Far driving in. Left-hand layup is good for Sean Far. 30-24. Stevenson leads by 6. 20-second difference, shot clock and game clock. Ball kicked by Day out of bounds. So 46.1 to go in the first half. Stevenson up by 6. 26 on the shot clock.
Last two inbounds plays, they've gotten, layups or 5-foot shots.
Yep. And now this will be a sideline out of bounds instead of a baseline.
Mayberry's back in the game. Let's see if he does anything.
Stevenson up by 6. Kelly outside the arc, gets it to Landro off his screen. Landro right down the middle. Runner, no good. Rebound tapped up. Mayberry's got it in the lane. He missed again. Puts his hands on his head. Fisher with the rebound. Lob to Kuntz. And it's 10 feet over his head out of bounds. And he looks at Chris Day, said, "I'm not LeBron."
Well, he's 6'7". He gets up pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know if LeBron would have got that.
Nah. I don't think he would have.
And now that'll give the Knights the last possession of the first half. Shot clock is off. Mayberry up top to Kelly. Now to Figueroa. Left elbow. 10 to go in the first half. Stevenson up by 6. Landro. Kelly on the right wing. Back to Landro. Fisher stole it with 5 seconds left. Fisher in. Jams it home lightly. And the Mustangs lead by 8 at the break. What a play by Eric Fisher. You could tell he knew exactly what was coming. He picked that thing off like a cornerback in football. And he took it to the house. Eric Fisher, 14 points. And Stevenson goes into the locker room with an 8-point lead, 32-24. We'll break away. Our score at the half, Stevenson 32, Arcadia 24. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Owings Mills B-Dubs is minutes away from Stevenson University on Owings Mills Boulevard. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Division 3 schools offer academic scholarships instead of athletic scholarships. This really puts the focus that the student athlete needs to maintain that GPA.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III. A lot of people pick schools just based on the sport and don't get that experience.
Being a Division III athlete and developing my leadership skills has definitely put my name out there and helped me get more recognition on campus, but more recognition nationwide. I did win the Jostens Trophy, which is based on leadership, academics, and then how well you do on the court.
I'm also the Schwartz Scholar of my class. Schwartz Scholarship is basically a scholarship that is given to a student who's identified as a likely leader.
At the end of the day, it won't matter how they play on the field. It will matter how they do in the classroom.
Driving can be frustrating, but aggressive driving will get you nowhere. Speeding or ignoring traffic signals is dangerous and unlawful, resulting in tickets, fines, and points. You can't control traffic, but you can control your driving. So plan an alternate route and allow plenty of time to reach your destination. Drive courteously, because like aggressive driving, courtesy is contagious. And wear your seatbelt. It's the law in Maryland and your best defense against an aggressive driver. This message brought to you by the Maryland Department of Transportation and this station.
Now, we go courtside with the Mustangs Basketball All-Access Halftime Show on the Mustang Sports Network.
Halftime in Owingsville. Stevenson leading Arcadia 32-24. We take a look at our first half stats. Stevenson 14-26 from the floor. That's 54%. Arcadia just 9 of 30 at 30%. Stevenson and Arcadia both 2 for 7 outside the arc. Mustangs 2 for 6 from the free throw line. Arcadia is 4 for 5. Stevenson in the paint, a 24-12 advantage. 12-4 advantage points off turnovers. Arcadia 8-2 in second chance points. Stevenson 6-0 in fast break points. Leading the way for the Mustangs in the first half, Eric Fisher, 14 points, 7 rebounds, also 2 assists. Sean Farr, 5 points. Justin Kuntz, 3 assists in the first half for the Mustangs. All Joe Brown for Arcadia, 15 points on 7 of 10 shooting. And if you do some math, Dave, you take away Joe Brown, and they're 2 for 20 from the floor.
Yeah, with Figueroa and Mayberry combined 1 for 13 today. Those are two of their bigger scores, and they're really having a tough time. It's a good thing Brown's picking it up.
Yeah, and Ryan Kelly 0 for 4, Sean Mayberry 0 for 6, Figueroa 1 for 7. So really Arcadia, a one-man team, and they're kind of lucky at this point to be in the game down 32-24. We'll take a look at our first half highlights. And it's going to start early for the Mustangs. As we get a chance to look, early in the game, Stevenson breaking the pressure. Christian Roberts, left-hand layup to tie the game 2-2. The other end, good inbounds play to Joe Brown. He had 6 in a row to give Arcadia a 6-2 lead. Brown not done yet. He's got all 9 of the points at this point. It's 9-5 Arcadia. 2 more. He started the game 5-for-5 with 11 points to give Arcadia the early lead, 11-5. Here's Colby Giacometto cutting a 6-point lead down to 3, 13-10. And then Eric Fisher giving the Mustangs their first lead at 14-13, a lead they would not relinquish. As you see right here, Chris Day inside to Ryan Hill. A nice-looking layup for Hill. He had 4 points in the first half, 16-13 Stevenson. Joe Brown would make it a 1-point game with this follow-up there. 16-15 at that point, and then look at this play. Justin Kuntz, the rebound. He's going to throw it the length of the floor, and it's going to bounce up all the way in the air, and Farr is going to dunk it off the bounce. That's like a slam dunk contest type of play. Stevenson on top, 18-15. Another dunk coming here for the Mustangs. Fisher to Hill. He slams it home. Hill giving the Mustangs a 6-point lead. Joe Brown again continuing to go to work for Arcadia. 2 more of his first half, 15 points. And then the last play of the first half, Eric Fisher just reading that offensive play, going in for the half layup, half dunk, as Stevenson in the locker room ahead 32-24. Those are our first half highlights. We'll be right back with more. We'll take a look around the conference coming up next. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by smmsports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry. The minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Take out for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Stevenson women's ice hockey have hit the ice for the third season. And SFMSports.net is there for every save, goal, and power play.
Board check.
Listen to every Mustangs women's ice hockey game this season. Paul Taylor travels with a team to bring you the action live on the Mustang Sports Network.
Score!
Visit SFMSports.net and click College Sports for broadcast schedules, on-demand content, and highlights. The Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Score!
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
The NCAA would like to recognize Division III student-athletes who follow their passions and discover their potential in the pursuit of academic excellence. They're encouraged to engage in all aspects of the collegiate experience while participating in highly competitive athletic programs. Division III student-athletes dedicate themselves to become successful citizens and responsible leaders. Division III. Discover. Develop. Dedicate.
This is Mustangs Basketball, powered by SFMSports.net.
Halftime in Owings Mills, Stevenson on top of Arcadia, 32-24. And we take a look at what's going around in the Commonwealth Conference today. Lycoming 8-2 to start the day. Stevenson in second, 6-3. Alverde and Arcadia 6-4 each. Lebanon Valley and Hood fighting for that right to get in that play-in game at 5-5. Albright, Messiah, and Widener at the bottom. Nobody else is playing right now. Lycoming hosts Hood at 3 o'clock. Alvernia is off. Lebanon Valley is taking on Albright. That game will tip off shortly at 2 o'clock. And coming up tonight, Messiah and Widener battling for the basement at 7 p.m. That game at Messiah. Take a look at the D3 Hoops top 25 poll. Wisconsin Whitewater, they're just good at everything, Dave. Great at football. They are number one in Division III basketball, 17-2. You take a look at some other teams that Stevenson plays a lot. Dickinson, number 5. Virginia Wesleyan, number 11. Richard Stockton out of New Jersey is number 13. Johns Hopkins, 18. Franklin and Marshall is 20th. Eastern Connecticut beat Stevenson earlier in the year. They're number 22. One of the teams receiving votes is Chicago, and Stevenson also lost to them way back when in November in the Hoopsville National Invitational Classic. What it probably all means, Dave, is Stevenson's going to have to win the Commonwealth and win the Commonwealth Tournament to get in the NCAA Tournament.
Yeah, I agree. When you have three Centennial Conference teams in that top 25, then one of those would probably be in line to get that at-large bid for the Mid-Atlantic region, so Stevenson's going to have to win their conference
and
tournament.
And I think one thing hurting Stevenson from an at-large perspective is last year Stevenson, Messiah, and Alvernia were these three elite teams in this conference, and right now really there's only been one elite team in the conference, and that's Lycoming. Last year Stevenson, with those road wins at Messiah and against Alvernia, those were good tournament resume wins, but right now Stevenson not getting any real strong tournament resume wins from their own conference, so that's why so important that they're going to have to win the conference tournament to get into the NCAA tournament. Well, they're doing their best to get back on top. They've won four in a row, 20 minutes away from win number 5. We'll take a break. Second half coming up soon. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
I'm loving the switch up. The switch up, the switch up. I'm loving the switch up. I'm loving the switch up. Switch up, switch up.
Here's to a new day at McDonald's. With a whole new way to order, now pick your size to build your very own combo meal. Get a Big Mac sandwich with a Sunday and side salad, or McNuggets with cookies and fries. You decide. No matter how you mix it up, you get a meal you love at a price that loves you back.
I'm loving the switch up.
Prices and participation may vary.
Every day, we need a reward to keep going. At the office, dropping kids off at school.
Bye, Mom!
Or any time of day. With the McCafe Rewards Card, you can take a moment just for you. Because when you buy five medium or large McCafe hot drinks, the sixth one's free. So reward yourself with a mocha, latte, hot coffee, even hot chocolate. All made to order. At participating McDonald's, applicable only to McCafe hot beverages. Limited time offer.
I know sports is important, but having the academic part along with it is a big plus. I've discovered in myself, you know, a newfound ability to overcome adversity at all different angles.
At a Division III school, school is really shaped around you developing yourself as a complete individual. The end result, in my mind, is you just become a very well-rounded person.
Before I came into college, I didn't really think I'd be able to balance so much. It helps a lot that you have a family with your team that can guide you.
With a D3 school, there's a lot of time for other opportunities. The coaches expect a lot of you during soccer, but after soccer, that's your own personal time to really find out who you are and other opportunities that you can pursue.
By balancing all of my interests, basketball, my leadership skills, and academics, I'm able to better prioritize my life and to manage it.
This is Mustangs Basketball, powered by SFMSports.net.
Some great halftime entertainment from the Vincent Harm High Steppers, Dave. I didn't know you could do jump rope behind the back, but I saw that was my favorite one.
And these guys are elementary school students.
Yeah.
So that's actually Chris Raymer, our golf coach here at Stevenson's daughter, who heads up that jump rope troop.
So that's why I can't get a halftime gig.
That's what it is. You got to know somebody.
Yeah, you got to know somebody to get down there. It's certainly an interesting thing to watch there in the interim of this game as Stevenson and Arcadia back out on the floor. One thing Stevenson's done really well the last couple of days games is clamped down on defense in the second half. Well, they pretty much clamped down on defense in the first half, holding Arcadia to 30% shooting. All they really had to do, Dave, in the second half, it would seem, is stop Joe Brown. But you have to figure the Knights had to feel kind of good about themselves to shoot, or everyone else to shoot so poorly and to still be within arm's length of this game.
Yeah, I agree. When you make nine baskets and seven of them are from the same guy, and you've got, you know, Ryan Kelly, who's up to last game, as you mentioned, has been playing great, and Sean Mayberry and Jose Figueroa, those guys can score. These guys score over 70 points a game, and they only scored 24. They're only down by eight. So yeah, I think they are feeling pretty good. They've got still have a great chance to win the game.
Rebounding, we talked about coming into this one. Both teams, very good rebounding teams. Stevenson, 18 rebounds. Arcadia, 17. But the Knights with the advantage in offensive rebounds, 9-5. Mustangs, again, Dave, they continue to shoot so well. And we saw last year, I mean, they just, you know, some games they would shoot, you know, in the low 40s. This year, they're number one and of all 17 teams in the Middle Atlantic Conference. And you would think at 54% compared to 30%, you know, they'd be up 15, 16 points. And again, turnovers are even 8-8. So it's a little weird that they're only up eight with such a large discrepancy in their shooting today.
Well, second chance points,
yep,
with the 17 rebounds that Arcadia has. Nine of them are all offensive. They got more offensive rebounds than defensive, and so they're 8-2 in second chance points. You know, that is a difference. Sids, I think another thing to watch in the second half is Sean Farr. He played 18 minutes in that first half. He only averages 22 minutes a game all season, so he's who's soaking up the minutes that were left from Darius Walker not playing today. So he looked a little bit winded there in that first half, at the end of the first half. We'll see what he can do the second half.
Well, Farr, the former football star at Dunbar, not always playing offense and defense. You know, he's a star wide receiver in high school and, had some travels at Louisville and Memphis and never got on the football field. Well, There's one guy I think Coach Stewart feels good about conditioning. It should be Farr. So we'll see how that goes in the second half. One last break, and we'll be right back with the start of the second half. Stevenson up by 8, second half when we return on the Mustang Sports Network. Powered by SFMSports.net.
Division 3 allows you to give yourself to other things.
Having that free time allows me to pursue the things that I want to pursue.
Division 3 athletics affords students the opportunity to, you know, engage in the other interests in their campus and in their lives outside of that sport. It allows you to just be able to do everything you want to do. I wouldn't change it for the world.
Get the full story, not just the box scores, at GoMustangSports.com, the official website of Stevenson Athletics. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Stevenson Women's Ice Hockey is showing its support to fight breast cancer with Pink the Rink Saturday, February 7th, when the Mustangs host Division I Sacred Heart at the Reisterstown Sportsplex. It's the final home game of the season with a puck drop scheduled at 5:15 p.m. 100% of the proceeds raised at the game will be donated to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Admission to the game is free, but the team is asking fans for a suggested donation of $3, and make sure to wear your pink. There will also be free giveaways for the first 150 fans, a Chuck-a-Puck contest silent auction, and a raffle to win two tickets to see the Washington Capitals host the New York Islanders on Saturday, February the 21st. Visit GoMustangSports.com to get all the details. Arcadia sends out their starting five: Kelly, Candelaria, Landro, Figueroa, and Brown. Of that group, only Kelly and Brown with one personal foul. Stevenson sends out their starting five: Roberts, Day, Farr, Hill, and Fisher. Stevenson right to left as we start the second half, up by 8. Arcadia comes out in a zone. Day, top of the key, over to Hill. Hill, right wing, up top to Farr. Far to Day on the left wing, inside to Fisher. Fisher on Figueroa. Jump hook in the lane is good. Fisher's got his season average of 16 already. Eric Fisher, 7 for 9 from the floor.
And that's why they can shoot 55%. They get some good shots at the basket.
Stevenson up by double digits, first time today. Brown, top of the key, takes a screen from Figueroa. Hesitates, drives, left-hand runner out the glass, no good. Roberts the rebound. Christian wants to run. He's 1-on-4. Now he's got Farr and Hill, and Day is hurt behind the play. And Roberts and Farr and Hill immediately sprint over to see what's wrong. And Day is up and hobbling. He says, "I'm all right."
Nope. Day really played as about as aggressive as I've seen him in the first half. You know, really taking the ball to the basket. Had a nice dish down low to, I believe it was Fish. No, it was Ryan Hill.
Day comes out. And Giacometto will check in for Stevenson. Well, that's why Roberts was 1-on-4. Because Day was down behind the play and Fisher was helping him. Giacometto, right wing, top to Fisher, or Roberts, excuse me. Colby Giacometto, 3, top of the key, in and out, rebound, goes between the legs of Brown. Now he's got it, now it's knocked away, gets it ahead to Candelaria, over to Kelly. Kelly thought about a 3, now up top to Landro. Candelaria, 3, set up from the left side, off the rim, no good, right on line. And Stevenson clears the board. Here's Roberts into the front court, only played 9 minutes in the first half. Inside at Fisher. Fisher, the Giacometto in the left corner, up top to Roberts. Still looking at this zone. It's a 1-3-1 right now. Far in the corner, trapped. Kelly tipped it, got it to Roberts, though. 12 seconds, Roberts kicks to Giacometto. Giacometto back to Roberts. 3 from the left corner on the way. Off the backboard, no good. Didn't mean to do that. Here comes Arcadia, 3-on-3. Kelly driving, didn't get the roll. Far the rebound. Here come the Mustangs, 4-on-2. Roberts in the lane, hanging. Finger roll is good for Roberts. Off-balance shot by Christian.
Good start.
He's got 6 points, and the Mustangs lead it by a dozen.
Sometimes they come out flat in the second half after having that 8-point lead. Great play by Fisher to end the half, and they're just continuing to play good.
Kelly looking for Brown. Brown has been the go-to guy. Kicks out to Landro. Three from the top of the key. Back of the rim. No good. Brown, the offensive rebound. He's doing everything but scoring all the points. Kelly looking for Brown on Hill. Hill pushes him out near the three-point line. Brown driving in, gets the contact, and couldn't get the shot to go. And Joe Brown will head to the line.
Yeah, Brown really feels like he can take Ryan Hill.
Uh-huh.
And you know, last time Farr came over and helped double, and he's drawing a lot of attention from other people when Ryan Hill's matched up on him.
Hill with his second personal. Brown at the line, 0 for 1, now 0 for 2. So Brown.
Did you say it's like a 78%?
Yeah, 72 on the line.
Boy. If you'd not just walked in the door and not known that, you'd think this guy's a terrible foul shooter.
And he makes the second free throw, so he gets one. It's an 11-point game. Arcadia now setting up their zone pressure, three-quarter court. Roberts back to Giacomino. They get across the line. Fisher in the left corner. Back to Colby. Now it looks like a 2-3 zone. Sometimes it changes. Hill in the free throw line. Quick ball movement. Fisher on the baseline. Out to Giacomino. Giacomino drives. Spins. Fall away in the lane. No good. Fisher tries to tap it in. Can't get it to go. Good effort by Eric. And Kelly with the rebound for the Knights. 3 minutes gone by. Down low to Curtis. Curtis kicks out to Candelaria. And Candelaria didn't reestablish himself.
Yeah. Yeah, he was outside the baseline when he came around cutting and didn't get both feet back in bounds before he received the ball.
That was like a football call. And it's a turnover by Arcadia. Stevenson up 11 with the basketball. Good crowd starting to file in. Hill threw that one away. Landro the steal. Tried to force it too hard into the paint. It popped up in the air. Easy steal. Candelaria three the other way. Rejected by Farr. Into the bench, or into the crowd. And Justin Kuntz will come in, or Ryan Hill.
Which gives them, I think, a much better matchup on Joe Brown.
Yeah, Kuntz was like a point guard in the first half with three assists.
Well, they've solved that half-court trap now, or three-quarter court press, really.
Kelly got it to Brown off a screen. Landro got knocked over by Giacomino or Kuntz. I'm not sure which. It's going to be on Kuntz. That's his first. So second team foul on the Mustangs. 16:36 to go in the second half. Stevenson up by 11. Inbounds all the way out to Brown near midcourt. Over to Kelly. Kelly on the right wing, up top to Curtis. Rotates to Candelaria. Now to Landro on the left wing. Landro's got Farr on him. They go up top to Kelly. Kelly, three off a screen, is good. And finally, somebody other than Joe Brown hits a shot for Arcadia. And Ryan Kelly hits a three to make it an 8-point gain. Roberts all the way ahead to Fisher. Fisher slows it down to Farr.
But they're throwing right over top of that press now.
Yep. Down low to Fisher. Fisher reverses good and the foul. Eric Fisher's got 18 points.
And a lot of them have been assisted.
Yeah, he's just sneaking along the baseline, and the defense losing sight of Fisher.
It looks like Chris Day's on the bench. He's not talking with the trainer. He's sitting right next to Gary Stewart, so he looks like he's going to be okay.
Fisher completes the three-point play.
Well, 19.
He's got 19 already. 15:59 to go. Kelly with Roberts pressuring in the backcourt. Stevenson back up by 11. Kelly trying to get to Brown. Roberts took it away. Roberts quickly across midcourt. Over to Giacomino. Down low to Fisher. Out to Colby. Colby drives in. Runner on the way. No good. Rebound tapped out three times. Giacomino got it back in the lane and makes the 12-footer. Giacomino's got five. And a timeout called by Arcadia.
Giacomino going to the basket twice. You don't see that very often. I like it.
You might not see that in a week or a month. Federal student aid, a part of the U.S. Department of Education, provides more than $150 billion in federal grants, loans, and work study funds each year to more than 13 million students paying for college or career school. The Stevenson Financial Aid Office reminds you that the March 1st deadline to submit your free application for federal student aid for the 2015-16 year is quickly approaching. Let the funds begin. Visit fafsa.ed.gov for more details. Stevenson on top of Arcadia, 41-28. Mustangs have extended their lead from 8 at halftime to 13 to start the second half. Eric Fisher in this game for the Mustangs now with 19 points. He's 8 of 10 on the floor. You can't do much better than that. He's also got 7 rebounds, so he is matching and bettering the production of Joe Brown. And it still seems like Brown's been the star of the game, but really it's Eric Fisher with 19 points.
Well, where Brown sometimes creating his own points off the dribble, driving on fast breaks, Fisher is the recipient of a lot of great passes down low, and Fisher is just doing his job and finishing as the Mustangs are really looking for him.
Arcadia basketball, Sean Mayberry checking in, Figueroa back in, so they go Figueroa, Mayberry, Kelly, Candelaria, and Landro. So no Joe Brown for the first time today. Figueroa in the paint, right-hand hook off the glass is good, right over Eric Fisher. So two guys who struggled, Figueroa and Kelly, hit their first shots in the second half. Stevenson, though, up by 11. Roberts navigates through the pressure up ahead to Giacomeno, and now Stevenson slows it down against his zone. Arcadia bench making some noise. Kuntz inside, spins. Shot is good for Justin Kuntz. Colby Giacomeno, the good look inside.
Now they're really getting the ball in low, and that seems to be their advantage in how they're solving this zone defense.
Mayberry fakes the three. Now to Landro, top of the key. Landro goes by Giacomeno. Made a tough shot way after the initial whistle. And that tough shot won't count. And Colby Giacomeno picks up his third foul. So Colby is going to have to sit now with foul trouble. 14:38 to go in the second half. Julian Davis, Chris Day, Ryan Hill check in. Fisher and Roberts and Giacomeno check out. So Davis, Day, Hill, Farr, and Kuntz on the floor for the Mustangs.
We're at that magic moment where it's fifth.
Now Giacomeno is going to stay in with his three fouls.
And they get up by 15, 13, and about 15 minutes left.
Yeah.
This is where the wheels have been falling off the cart,
exactly.
Or they have a couple times.
Kelly to Candelaria, three in rhythm.
Uh-oh.
Is good. We had the view right of that thing right online. Candelaria knocks down his second triple. He's got 6 points, and it's a 10-point lead for the Mustangs. Davis breaks the pressure ahead to Day. Now back to Davis, over to Kuntz. So Arcadia wants to speed up Stevenson. Mustangs want to slow it down, and they've been getting layups once they slow it down. Day on the left wing, 15 to shoot. To Kuntz, top of the key. Kuntz, dribble drive, kicked it over. Landro knocked it out of bounds into the crowd, and now he's shaking his hand. Joe Brown checking back in for Arcadia, replacing Candelaria. Roberts quickly back in for the Mustangs, replacing Giacomeno. I often wonder what changes in 37 seconds.
I think maybe he didn't realize that Giacomeno had three.
Maybe. Roberts over to Day. Top to Kuntz. Kuntz over to Roberts, right wing to Day. In the lane, jump pass to Kuntz, and he never got the shot off. Shot clock violation as Day tried to make the perfect pass, but they needed to get a shot off there. Coach Stewart up off the bench, imploring his defense. Here goes Kelly, right down the middle. Scoop shot, no good, but he drew the contact. And Ryan Kelly just never met any obstruction after he got by his man. That's going to be a third foul on Ryan Hill. Fouls starting to add up for the Mustangs as Kelly going to the line, shooting two. Kelly on the season, 82% from the line. First three throw on the way is good. Talked about Kelly making his eighth straight start, Dave. who's averaging 3.9 points a game off the bench before Saltis got hurt. In the last seven starts, 14 points a game, and he's also shooting 41% from outside the arc in those starts. He was at 35% before that, so more playing time is led to more scoring. For Ryan Kelly, he makes his second free throw. The sophomore makes it an 8-point game. And Roberts traveled in the backcourt.
Wow. Yeah, Saltis is going to graduate. Kelly's got another 2 years. He's only a sophomore. And they've really done a great job solving that press with the long passes to the opposite corner. But that time, Kristen Roberts walked before he could get rid of the ball.
Kelly now to Brown. It's an 8-point game. Stevenson just led by 15. It's a 5-0 run for Arcadia. Almost stolen away by Koontz. Then Brown missed an open three. Long rebound Roberts. 3-on-2 the other way. Roberts into the lane. Runner no good. Koontz offensive rebound knocked out of bounds. It'll be Stevenson basketball.
Koontz can definitely get up better than anybody on the court. That was really illustrated in that last rebound.
What do you think he could do on the volleyball court, Dave?
he could be a great middle blocker.
Roberts over to Day. Day down low to Fisher underneath the hoop. Fisher creating space, but he's pushed first. So it'll be Stevenson basketball once again. Thought they might have gotten Fisher for standing on the or stepping over the end line.
He should know his way around there pretty good because they've been hitting him down there all day long.
Figueroa with his first foul, so kind of surprising. Figueroa and Brown just one foul each as Fisher has feasted down low. They've stayed out of foul trouble. 13 minutes to go in the second half. Stevenson up by 8. Davis spins in the lane. Davis kicks over to Roberts, left corner. Down low to Fisher. Fisher double-teamed inside, and Brown blocks it from behind. And the Knights come away with the basketball.
Figueroa and Brown double-teamed him down low that time.
7-0 run here by the Knights. Brown inside, right-hand bank shot is good. Right over Justin Koontz.
He just backed him in that time. Physically just, you know, outplayed him on that particular play.
And Brown makes it a 6-point game. He's got 18. Mustangs break the pressure to Roberts. Fisher, 3 from the left corner, in rhythm, knocks it down. You can't contain him. Eric Fisher, 22 points, and a big one there as he broke up that run. A 9-0 run by Arcadia, stopped by the 3 of Eric Fisher. He's got 22. We'll take a break. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SMMSports.net.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
This is Stevenson Mustangs basketball. Online, mobile, and on demand. Powered by SFMSports.net.
Eric Fisher's assault on the Arcadia Knights continues. He's got 22 points, 9 for 12 from the floor, 2 for 3 from outside the arc. And that big triple there to extend the Mustangs' lead back to 9. And that stopped a 9-0 run by the Knights that saw them take a 15-point deficit and cut it to 6. 12:16 to go as we reset you here to get ready for the last 12 minutes and change. Stevenson up 46-37. Fisher, Koontz, Roberts, Davis, Day on the floor for the Mustangs. Kelly, Mayberry, Candelaria, Brown, Figueroa for the Knights. Roberts, the only player with 2 fouls on the floor. 4 team fouls for the Mustangs, 2 for the Knights, both teams with 4 timeouts remaining. Kelly breaks the token pressure from Day across midcourt. Dribble handoff to Candelaria, now to Figueroa on the right elbow. Figueroa looking for help, goes to Brown. Brown, Koontz on him. Koontz deflected it, went off Candelaria out of bounds. So Koontz got a hand on the pass. Candelaria couldn't handle it and went off his hand out of bounds. It'll be Stevenson ball. Justin Koontz has gone from this team's leading scorer and rebounder to this team's best jack of all trades. Koontz breaks the pressure across the midcourt. You really see his all-around skill set in a game like today. Fisher, right-hand corner. Skip pass to Davis on the left wing. Down low to Day. Day on the baseline. Fisher, backdoor! Layup and the foul! Eric Fisher, scoring from all angles, has 24.
Now the skip pass and then the entry pass by Day was key on that particular play. They was doing the skip pass cross court, and then you see Day able to see Fisher, got great position in front of that defender.
Fisher knocks down the free throw. He's got 25 points. Fisher has scored in double figures in all but two games this season, and those are the first two of the year. Mayberry driving the other way. Missed again. He can't get on the score sheet, and Mayberry now 0-7 from the floor. You know he's got some family here. Baltimore kid from Coward Hall. Kuntz inside, almost threw it away, but got knocked out to Davis. Davis to Roberts, three from the left corner. He's good. Roberts puts the Mustangs up by 15. Christian's got nine. Stevenson leads 52-37. 9-0 run by the Mustangs. Mayberry trying to drive past Davis. Kelly up top over to Candelaria. Candelaria has Roberts on him. Step back three on the way. Long, no good. Rebound, Davis. Look out. 4-on-2. Davis bounces to Kuntz. Kuntz lays it in. Justin Kuntz with 6 points. Julian Davis, nice dime. And the Mustangs, their largest lead of the day, 17 points.
Now Fisher with that three when it was a 6-point game right now is his turning point.
Definitely. Brown to Candelaria. He had trouble handling the pass. Roberts knocked it away. 3-on-2 again for the Mustangs. Roberts tried to split the D, went down. And we got a foul on the floor as Roberts goes flying over the baseline.
He would just slowed that. They had a 3-on-1. Yep. Had he just hesitated just a minute to let those guys fill the lane.
You're supposed to stop at the free throw line and look to distribute. And Roberts...
Unless you're going to the basket, which he was.
Yeah, he did decide to go to the basket. Full timeout taken by the Knights. They need to regroup. All of a sudden, a 6-point lead has ballooned to 17. The Mustangs on an 11-0 run when we come back. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry. The minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Take out for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
17th straight double-figure performance for Eric Fisher. He's averaging a team-best 16 points a game. This is his first game over 20 since he scored a career-high 30 back on November 30th at Rochester. So Eric Fisher 6 points away from a new career-high. He's got 10 minutes and 9 seconds to get there.
Nice. Can thank his teammates for most of those 25 points. But the three-point threat, a lot of times you're going to be hot from three, but today he has gotten a lot of layups along to go with those threes, and that's why how you come up with 25 points.
25 points for Fisher. His team leads 54-37. With a win, the Mustangs would find themselves a game behind Lycoming, who's 8-2 starting the day. Lycoming taking on a Hood team desperate for a win who's lost 2 in a row at 3 o'clock. So that game going to start as soon as this one comes to an end. Stevenson with the basketball up by 17, largest lead of the day. Davis over to Kuntz. Now to Roberts. Fisher on the right baseline. Skips to Davis. This is when Fisher's been getting it back after the skip pass. He's wide open. Day didn't see him. Now Roberts open in the right corner. Takes a three. 13 to shoot. Roberts, Day cutting block. Or pass deflected and taken away. Here comes Kelly. 3-on-2. Kelly drives. Kicks to Candelaria. 3 from the left corner is good. It rolled around or bounced around and in. Candelaria, third triple. And the Knights cut it to 14. They needed that one. Back to a 2-2-1 press. Here's Day right down the middle, tripped up, and he got the shot to go. Falling to the ground, Chris Day, amazing, just flipped it up and in. And if you're watching this one on SUTV, Day, how did he get that thing to go?
I don't know. I want to see how he got fouled. I thought he just tripped.
Yeah, it looked
like threw it up.
Exactly. Either way,
the bucket
counts. He just tripped on his own. And, I mean, Figueroa had his fingernails on the ball as he flipped it up near the rim, and it went right in. One shot coming for Day. His first two of the day, a highlight reel shot, and Day gets it at the line. So he'll check out with his first 3 points. And again, on the replay, it looked like he just stumbled into Figueroa. He got the basket and the foul. Stevenson back up by 17. Kelly end-to-end, and he couldn't get it to go down, but Ryan Kelly draws the contact. He'll go to the line shooting two. 5'11" sophomore from Mount Arlington, New Jersey. 5 points in this game, going back to the line where he's 2-for-2, now 3-for-3. Josh Falcon checking in for the Mustangs, replacing Eric Fisher.
And Fisher's logged a lot of minutes today. Falcon, you know, we said at the very beginning of the year, he was probably the most improved player they felt like coming out of preseason.
And Kelly knocks them both down. Now it'll be a full court press from man-to-man action from the Knights, down by 15. Roberts breaks the pressure, gets into the paint, and now will retreat and use some clock. Eric Fisher was in Gary Stewart's seat, and Stewart went to sit down, and Fisher had to move. He thought with 25 points, he could pick a seat. Koontz lost it on the spin move in the lane. Landro dives for the loose ball, and the Knights take it away. Arcadia left to right, down by 15, 8:40 to go. Kelly looking for Brown. Brown, just 3 points in the second half, and a foul on the floor coming against Koontz. 16th foul on the Mustangs. Second foul on Koontz, so Arcadia will be at the 1-1 after this. Landro will inbound to the right side underneath the hoop. Bounces out to Brown. Over to Kelly. Down low to Figueroa. Figueroa double team rejected by Koontz. And Roberts tracks down the loose ball in the corner. Roberts across the timeline to Giacometto in the left corner. Giacometto drives, kicks out to Koontz. 8:15 to go. Stevenson up by 15. Roberts slowing it down. Now over to Farr on the right wing. To Giacometto. Up top to Roberts. 8 to shoot. Giacometto, 3 over the screen. No good. Falcon skies for the rebound. It's still loose, and Landro has it for the Knights. Outlets to Brown. Brown quickly ahead to Candelaria. Fake to 3. Pull-up jumper on the way is short. And the rebound knocked away by Farr. He's got it. And Farr now dribbling through the defense. Ahead to Roberts. Roberts thought about a 3. Now to Giacometto. 3 in rhythm. Short. No good. Figueroa the rebound. So Colby is ice cold today.
He hit that first one. He was wide open that time. He seldom gets a good look like that.
He's 2-for-9, 1-for-6 and 3. Landro missed a long 3. Giacometto the rebound, and he took a foul after dribbling the board out. So Colby Giacometto, 1-for-6 outside the arc, Dave, and they've all been good looks.
Yeah, Figueroa just clothesline him. Maybe that'll shock him into
back to normal.
Yeah.
Giacometto, 37% from outside the arc this season. Second best on the team to Roberts. Roberts, top of the key. Out of Falcon, right elbow. Over to Farr, outside the arc. Almost lost it out of bounds. 15 to shoot. Koontz at the free throw line. Sets a screen for Roberts. Back to Koontz outside the arc. 9 to shoot. Koontz spins in the lane. Oh, Falcon wasn't ready. He was wide open on the left block. And Stewart actually with a smile on his face.
No rhythm the last two times down for Stevenson. I really, Fisher, when Fisher's in the game, the way he can move on that baseline and get himself open and gets in different mismatches against whoever's covered him in that zone. So they have a lot better rhythm when Fisher's been in the game.
The Falcon got lulled to sleep by Koontz's dribbling as well. Arcadia down by 15 with the basketball. Khalil Curtis to Mayberry. Mayberry's had a real tough goal of it. Forces a jumper, no good. And Koontz tips the rebound to himself. Looking for help. Floats it to Roberts. Mustangs with numbers. Roberts, Giacomento, three left corner, no good. Brown the rebound, and Colby 2-for-10, 1-for-7 outside the arc. Brown ahead to Candelaria. To Landro, fake the three. Now wide open three. Landro knocks it down. Splashes it home and cuts it to 12.
Shooters are going to shoot, so Kobe's going to shoot himself out of this little slump.
Problem is, this slump might not go away today. Stevenson up by 12, 6 minutes to go. Knights bench making some noise, sensing this is their, could be their last chance for a run as Fisher set to check back in. Roberts to Koontz at the free throw line. Justin inside the lane. Tough runner is good for Justin Koontz.
He just bodied up Mayberry and just took him to the hole. That's the old Justin.
Yeah. That one is just nothing the defense could do there. Koontz with 8. Curtis top of the key. Stevenson up by 14. Over to Mayberry. Who else can get hot for the Knights? Deep three from Brown, no good. Rebound by Falcon. Brown only 25% outside the arc this year, well below his career average. Again, just 3 points in the second half. Koontz, right elbow, kicks to Roberts. Roberts, three is good. Christian Roberts with a dozen. Second Mustang into double figures. And Roberts, 5 for 8 from the floor. Foul by Roberts near midcourt. And that will send the Knights to the line for a 1-1.
Oh, look, Koontz and Mayberry are jawing. I wonder how many guys know Mayberry. They just bumped each other on the floor, and Mayberry got right up in his face. A little freshman and a senior going at it.
Wow. Mayberry, the freshman out of Calvert Hall, 0 for 8 in this game.
He's got to be so frustrated.
1-1 coming near for Mayberry. Free throw is good. He's averaging 12.5 off the bench. You imagine, this is the kind of guy, Dave, that could be averaging 20 a game in 2 years as a starter if he's getting 12.5 off the bench as a freshman.
Especially on a senior lady.
Yeah, he's going to be the go-to guy next year.
Oh, absolutely.
Mayberry knocks them both down.
You can see he's a player. He's just not making his shots.
62-47, timeout on the floor, taken by the Knights. They've got two timeouts left, down by 15, 4:55 to go. It is time to nominate a Stevenson University student-athlete for the 2015 Hall of Fame class. The Athletics Hall of Fame will honor former outstanding student-athletes, coaches, and administrators for their accomplishments and service to Stevenson's athletic program. Nominees for the class of 2015 will include those who graduated from Stevenson in 2005 or earlier. The second class of the Hall of Fame will be announced in July of 2015 and inducted on October 23rd, 2015, as part of the university's homecoming and family weekend. To nominate someone, visit GoMustangSports.com, select Inside Athletics, and click on Hall of Fame. Nominations will be accepted through February 1st. Knights want a pressure. Giacomento gets it to Farr in the backcourt. Now ahead to Roberts. Roberts, one-on-one with Kelly, fakes going baseline. Koontz fake to three, inside-out dribble. Now he spins, stops, fouled, and he'll go to the line shooting two. Joe Brown with the hack.
Yeah, when Koontz likes the matchup, that time he was matched up with guys kind of his size. But he is really around and into shape as he's, about 6 or 7 games back in.
Koontz going to line. He's 0 for 2 today. 0 for 3 now. Saw the end of that replay. Brown just kind of, once he went up in the air and came back down and Koontz was about to go up, he just kind of shoved them. And Justin can make it a 16-point game. Figueroa back in. Coates knocks it down. 1-2 this trip. He's got 9 points. Stevenson up by 16. Kelly over to Brown. Brown takes a screen from Figueroa. Had it knocked loose by Kuntz. Mayberry, top of the key. Puts it on the floor. Goes to work. Bank shot is good for Sean Mayberry. He's got his first field goal. Stevenson up by 14 with the ball. Farr had it almost taken away by Kelly. And Sean Farr fouled in the backcourt. 8th team foul on the Knights. So I think they'll gladly send Kuntz and Farr to the line while it's 1-1.
If they're going to foul, those are the two guys to foul.
Farr at the line, 0 for 2 today, shooting a 1-1. Free throw on the way, front of the rim, no good. Brown gets it, so it's like a stop for Arcadia. Kelly quickly ahead to Landro, back to Kelly. Now takes a screen from Brown to the top of the key. Kelly, pull-up jumper is blocked by Roberts. Kuntz has it. Now they're pressuring Kuntz in the backcourt. Kuntz almost threw it away. Gets it to Fisher. Fisher lamp is good. He's got 27, but he comes away with a busted tire. Fisher limps back down the court with 27. Mayberry, top of the key. Kuntz reached in. Mayberry, pull-up jumper, no good. He thought he was fouled. Fisher tracks down the floorboard and gets to the point guard, Roberts. 3.5 to go. Stevenson up by 16.
Fisher's limping.
Yeah, Fisher's limping. The Knights are deflated. Roberts had it knocked away by Kelly, but it got it back. Giacobbeno drives, kicks to Fisher. 14 to shoot. Fisher going baseline on Figueroa, spinning, and the bank shot not going to count. It didn't go anyway. Fisher draws the hold, and he will go to the line, shooting 1-1.
If he hits these two, he's one away from his seasonal high. Is that his career high
career
as well?
Career high, yep.
Yeah.
Fisher, 3 of 4 at the line. First free throw is a swish. Now he's 4 of 5, 28 points. Fisher also with 9 rebounds, couple of assists. Second free throw is good for Fisher. He's got 29. Mustangs lead it by 18. 3 minutes to go. Kelly on the right wing. Looking for Mayberry. Mayberry, left elbow jumper, no good. Rebound is Fisher's 10th. He's got a double-double. And now Roberts across the timeline. 2:45 to go. And the Knights, sensing impending doom, go for one last steal. Kuntz threw it away, hit off the referee. Kelly, an incredible save behind the back.
And he is hurt.
And he's hurt from the Mustang bench. Brown has it in the backcourt. Kelly's still down on the other end. Landro driving, kicking to Mayberry. He wants a three. No good. Landro. Now Kelly, who is barely in the play, dribbling into the lane. Double clutch is good for Ryan Kelly. What a sequence of events.
Oh, Scott's going to get a tee real soon.
And Justin Scott is going off on the officials. Kuntz and Figueroa.
He's an instigator.
Yeah. And Kuntz, I don't know what it's all about, is what he's telling his sideline. That was a weird play. If we get a chance to see it again, Kuntz dove to the floor to get a loose ball. He tried to throw it to a teammate. It hit the referee, who I feel comfortable saying this as not the most slender guy. The official, it hit right off of his not-so-slender parts, as you see here. As Kuntz dies, he threw it literally right off the official's belly, who did his best to get out of the way. Fisher clipped Kelly going for the save like an ankle tackle, and Kelly saved him behind his back. And I think Justin Scott, I think what he was mad about is there was no foul on Fisher, Dave. And looking at the replay, he may have had a reason to be upset. And Kelly at the other end converts a second chance opportunity into 2 points. A tough kid with 9 points. His team trails by 16 with 2:15 to go.
Well, Scott's been upset all day. You know, foul's not called, travel's not called. On that last trip up the court when when Kuntz looked like he had walked with the ball, and then it hit Fisher, and they felt like Fisher dragged his foot, and he was out. Justin Scott was out in front on the court in the face of the official. No tee.
Yeah.
Kuntz just walks around. He's an instigator when the other team's not very happy, which they aren't, you know, with them down, you know, by 16 here. And Kuntz is just trying to start stuff.
Kuntz, Giacometto, Roberts, Fisher, and Davis on the floor for the Mustangs. Davis will inbound. Knights will pressure. Fisher ahead to Roberts, who pokes it to Kuntz. Look out! Justin Kuntz with the jam. He's got 11. That's how you break the press. An exclamation point for the Mustangs. Mayberry the other way draws the contact. And he wanted a goaltend on Kuntz.
I think Kuntz lead this conference in blocks last year.
I believe he did.
Yeah, I mean, all of a sudden they have this presence in the middle, and then he comes out of nowhere with those long arms, and he's gotten his hands a lot of balls and changed a lot of shots today.
Especially with him not starting the game. He doesn't have to worry about foul trouble. Mayberry 3-for-3 at the line. So he's got 5 in the second half. But last year, remember, Kuntz would get in foul trouble, and you know, you kind of see him play defense differently, but he's got a lot less pressure on his foul situation coming off the bench, and he's almost like a closer coming in to finish games.
That's a great description.
And Mayberry knocks them both down. Roberts trying to get a call on the backcourt. Goes to Davis, 1:54 to go.
I can't believe they're fouling down by 16.
Yeah, down by 16.
Gary's
they know there's another game coming up, right?
Yeah. Well, I tell you, the size of this crowd, as soon as the students come back to school, we've got a really nice crowd here. And the men playing early at 1, at first I thought, are they thinking they're... But they showed up so early. They're here to see this undefeated team in the conference, the women Mustangs.
Yeah. Davis misses the second free throw as the Stevenson women lined up, ready to take the floor. They've won 13 basketball games in a row, 9-0 in conference play. Arcadia not so shabby themselves, 6-4 in fourth place in the conference. So it should be a good one as Davis knocks down the second free throw. Stevenson up 70-53. Kelly the other way. Rejected by Roberts. Gets it back in the lane. And Ryan Kelly just up and under everybody. With 2 more points, he's got 11. Fisher in the corner, dribbling out of trouble, and he traveled with the basketball.
Justin Scott's over there on called that travel on Fisher.
15-point lead for the Mustangs. They just need to kneel on the ball.
That's interesting because Gary Stewart is definitely not emptying the bench here.
Nope. Taken away by Davis. He ripped Kelly, and Davis is fouled by Landro in the backcourt. 1:29 to go. And Julian Davis will go back to the line. Two shots coming for JD. He's also out of Calvert Hall, I would imagine. He knows Mayberry. As the junior knocks down the free throw. Now with 2 points. Stevenson up by 16, 1:29 to go. It's going to be their fifth straight win. Davis knocks down the second as well. And the Knights trail by 17. And Justin Scott wants timeout with 1:28 to go. When the Mustangs hit the road this season, take the games with you. Listen live online and on your mobile device on SFM Sports Channel 1. Get the TuneIn app and stream Mustangs basketball live on your phone. You can also visit SFMSports.net and click College Sports. Then select the Mustang Sports Network to get Stevenson Athletics broadcasts. Mustangs coming up next after today's game, home game Wednesday night against Albright. And then next Saturday, they're at Messiah, at Alvernia the following Wednesday before 2 more home games against Hood and Lycoming.
You see Brett Adams, athletic director, sitting in the stands on the end of the basket. So they maybe Kuntz isn't the only instigator out here.
Oh, really?
Because athletic director Brett Adams is down there in the stands. And I haven't seen much from those guys today. Usually that's the Mustang Maniacs.
They're just getting back in horns.
Yeah,
so
right. They're
outside.
Getting a shave. This is like preseason.
Yeah. 72-55. Candelaria, three from the far corner. Up off the rim, no good. Mayberry and Davis, the Calvert Hall boys, fight for it. Davis, the rebound, got it to Fisher. Over to Roberts, and Roberts gets across midcourt, draws the contact from Brown.
Yeah, they're heated.
Yeah, they didn't like that call as Roberts just kind of flailed his head. And Christian will go to line with 12 points.
I thought this was going to end quick.
Nope. Roberts, right around his season average of 13.8. First free throw is good. That gives him 13. 104 to go. Second free throw from Roberts, good as well. He's got 14. And Coach Stewart wants his defense to come out, I think, to get the clock running a little bit. And Kelly right down the middle. He's fouled on the way in.
Uh-oh.
And Roberts is down and in noticeable pain. Roberts holding his right ankle. Giacometto asking her assistance from the training staff. Chris Day is going to check in. Roberts is really in a lot of pain as he jumped up to block that pass, and he came down awkwardly, looked like on both ankles, really. And Roberts is in a lot of pain, and you hate to see this. Stevenson up by 19 points with a minute left, and they're already playing without Darius Walker, which we understand is a one-game, what we're led to believe is a one-game academic situation. And Roberts is the Mustangs' best ball handler, with or without Walker, and they can't afford to lose them both. And Roberts is being helped off the floor, not putting any pressure on that right foot. So this is certainly a situation to watch.
Boy, that could be a huge blow to the Mustangs' hopes.
Roberts, 13.8 points a game this season. He's been so efficient shooting, 47% from the floor, 38% from three. Playing a little bit less minutes than a year ago, but he's been a lot more efficient with his offense than he was as a sophomore. Kelly at the line, missed the first. Kelly with the free throw. 5-6 at the line. All 12 points in the second half. Stevenson up by 18. 58 seconds left. They inbound to Giacometto. Giacometto gets it across midcourt. Back to Davis. Now I think the Knights may have called off the foul. Still trying to trap. Davis dribbling out against Mayberry. Over to Day. 15 to shoot from the Mustangs. Up by 18 with 39 seconds left. Giacometto driving. Double clutch, missed a layup. And the Knights bring it the other way. 3-on-2. Kelly to Mayberry. Mayberry inside. Tough runner. Got it to go. Falling to the floor. I think the referees put the whistles away there. Mayberry's got 8 as Giacometto dribbles across midcourt. Over to Day. No shot clock is turned off. And Giacometto will hold the basketball. Candelaria going over to pressure. I don't know why. 10 seconds left. And now Giacometto with a free release. 74-58. 3 seconds to go. And the Knights have thrown in the towels. The Stevenson Mustangs have won 5 in a row as they claim their second place standing in the Commonwealth Conference. They are alone in second place with the win. 7-3 on the season. 74-58, the final score. Stevenson has won 5 in a row. We'll be right back with head coach Gary Stewart. This is the Mustangs Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
So good to see you. Got me dancing right out of my shoes. Tell you. for a taste of air. Diet Coke, just wanna catch ya. It's electric when you hit my lips. Feels so good to hold ya. It's the no calories that makes me feel like this. Just for the thrill, just for the thrill of it, just for the love of it, just for the taste of it. Diet Coke.
Federal Student Aid, a part of the U.S. Department of Education, provides more than $150 billion in federal grants, loans, and work-study funds each year to more than 13 million students paying for college or career school. The Stevenson Financial Aid Office would like to remind you that you have until March 1st to submit your free application for Federal Student Aid for the 2015-16 academic year. Let the funds begin by applying online at FAFSA.ed.gov. That's www.fafsa.ed.gov.
Every day, we need a reward to keep going. At the office, dropping kids off at school.
Bye, Mom!
Or any time of day. With the McCafe Rewards Card, you can take a moment just for you. Because when you buy five medium or large McCafe hot drinks, the sixth one's free. So reward yourself with a mocha, latte, hot coffee, even hot chocolate. All made to order at participating McDonald's. Applicable only to McCafe hot beverages. Limited time offer.
The Mustang Sports Network returns with an in-depth recap of the game and a chat with the coach. This is Mustangs Basketball, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to the Mustangs All-Access Postgame Show. We're joined now by Stevenson head coach Gary Stewart as we were sneaking a peek at the stats. Now we've got him. Coach, you guys pull away in the second half. 8-point lead at the half. What was the key for you guys in the second half?
Well, we talked about trying to keep our defensive aggression. They're really, really hard to guard. They've got really skilled guys on the perimeter, and then they've got Figueroa on the inside who's a load. So we told our guys to stay out there, stay out there, stay out there. We felt like we could do a little bit better job of closing our basket down the second half.
Well, holding them to only 32% for the game, you know, just fantastic defense today, especially on, you know, Figueroa and Mayberry.
Yeah, Figueroa really did a good job against us up there, and he was of interest to us coming into this game. We felt like we could help and cover down, but obviously that puts us in rotations, and I thought our kids did a good job of sprinting out of that.
Now, it was an interesting first half for them offensively. Joe Brown had 15 points, but they were 2-for-20 besides him in the first half. He only has 3 points in the second half. Did you guys try to take him out of the game and let the other guys do the work, or did you just kind of just play your normal defense?
No, we felt like he's a good player. You know, he's been their leading scorer for the fourth year now. We wanted to make it hard for him, but we knew he was going to get his. We really wanted to go after the other guys and make it difficult on him.
Was this a special thing to get Eric Fisher involved early and it just kind of expanded from them, or just that was out of your normal offense? He got those kind of shots.
Well, they went to a 2-3 zone, and we knew that coming in, and we wanted to get the ball down to the baseline, and we put Eric down on the baseline. So it didn't matter if it was Justin there, Eric there, Sean there. We wanted to flatten the zone and attack it from behind. We were able to do that with some success, and obviously Eric capitalized on that.
Eric had a great game, but Justin Kuntz kind of, he was almost like the point guard for the first half of the game. In the first half, 3 assists. Can you just talk about how this game showcased his wide variety of skills? 11 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, a couple of blocks. He can really do anything he wants on a basketball court.
Yeah, he's for a coach, he's the end of the seat kind of a guy. You know, you hold your breath because something good's going to happen, and then 1 out of 4 times you see the ball going the other direction. But we'll take that because he's such a difficult matchup at that size to be able to put the ball on the floor. He's an unselfish kid, so he looks to pass, and obviously can finish over the top of people when he needs to.
How has he embraced his role this year? Obviously, he wasn't with the team the first semester. He's leading scorer, league rebounder last year, but it seems like he's cool with being the jack of all trades off the bench right now.
Well, again, if you find a guy that is a pass guy, which he likes to do, he sees the bigger picture. He knows it's about team. He realizes where we got last year, and we've got to get farther than that. So he's happy if the team is winning. If the team isn't winning, he's disappointed like everybody else.
Is there maybe an advantage to him coming off the bench? Last year he would get in foul trouble. You'd have to sit him. Now he's almost like a closer. He's a Pat Maldonado, he's a Mariano Rivera. You don't have to worry if he gets two fouls when he gets on the floor because he's coming in with 12 minutes to go in the first half.
Yeah, but the key there is if you have a Kershiser, you don't need to use those bullpen guys. So
that's true.
I'd like him to throw the whole first pitch and go the whole nine innings. But he's working his way into better conditioning, and we've been able to expand the game plan with him. So it's just a matter of time as we extend his minutes.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for joining us. I know you're a big Dodger fan, right? So you don't want to say Kershaw when it gets to the postseason.
Actually, I'm a big Angel fan.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
But you still don't want to say Kershaw when you get to the postseason.
That's right.
So maybe that was a shot at the Dodgers. So anyway, thanks a lot, Coach. We'll see you Wednesday night. Another big one here.
Thank you, guys.
All right. That was head coach Gary Stewart in the postgame show. His team a victorious 74-58. Dave and I will be wrap up the women's game. This is the Mustangs All Access postgame show powered by SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Owings Mills B-Dubs is minutes away from Stevenson University on Owings Mills Boulevard. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit Stevenson.edu/alumni.
Each week, the Mustang Sports Network takes you inside the huddle and on the field with in-depth coach interviews and player showcases. We'll talk to the head coaches, preview upcoming games, and break down the X's and O's. Plus, we'll learn more about what it takes to be a Mustang student athlete with our player spotlights. Look for the Mustangs On Demand video features each week on Facebook and Twitter at GoMustangSports.com.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III.
I did receive academic scholarships. Just being involved on campus, being a leader, all those things combined kind of get me recognized. It's a great experience for me.
The Mustang Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
Sid Zweigbaum, Dave Trumbo back, wrapping it up. Stevenson over Arcadia, 74-58. Let's take a look at our second half highlights. And Eric Fisher getting the Mustangs going. Stevenson up by 8 to start the second half. Stevenson starting the second half up 32-24. As we get in play. And Stevenson going right into Eric Fisher. 2 of his 29 points. That put the Mustangs up by 10. Back the other way, the Knights trying to get something going in the second half from somebody other than Joe Brown. And right here, Ryan Kelly, 3 off the screen, makes it an 8-point lead for the Mustangs. Back at the other end, Stevenson ensuing possession. Fisher, the and one to make it 39-28. Stevenson up by 13 here. Candelaria knocks down his second triple. That cut it back to 10 for Stevenson. Stevenson now only up by 6. And Eric Fisher, another and one opportunity to put him up by 12. Justin Kuntz, the pass break layup, 54-37. Stevenson starting to roll. Look at Chris Day falling down, flips it up. Mustangs can't miss. They're up by 17 at the other end. John Landreau, one last hope for the Knights, makes it a 12-point game with 6 minutes to go. And then Stevenson with the exclamation point. Justin Kuntz with the jam. 11 points for Kuntz. We take a look at our final stats for the Mustangs. in this basketball game. Stevenson, 57% from the floor. The Knights, just 31%. Stevenson, 5 for 15, 33% outside the arc. The Knights, 6 for 20, 30%. Stevenson, 13 to 20 at the lines. Arcadia, 13 to 15. Mustangs, plus 6 in rebounds. 3 more turnovers. But look at that stat, Dave. 20 assists to just 10 for the Knights. And that ends up being huge. 20 assists, you talked about it, with Fisher's baskets. 20 assists on 28 made baskets for Stevenson.
Yeah, as Gary was, Coach Stewart was saying, he was moving along that baseline and spotting himself up and getting himself in real deep to the basket, and he was converting. A lot of those assists were into Fisher, and a lot of fast breaks today as well. I love that last highlight of Kuntz's dunk, but yep. You know, Roberts, you know, had the presence of mind just to tap that one ahead.
Fisher with 29 points, 10 rebounds, a double-double as he leads the Mustangs to their fifth straight victory, and they sweep the season series with Arcadia. 74-58, the final score. Mustangs alone in second place. The women's game coming up next. Rob Dawson will have the call with Dave. The Mustang women go for 14 in a row against fourth place Arcadia. That game coming up next. Thanks for listening. Final score in the men's game. Stevenson 74, Arcadia 58. We will see you in men's basketball again Wednesday night, 8 o'clock against Albright after the women's game. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Rob and Dave, Stevenson and Arcadia women's basketball coming up next.
This has been a presentation of Stevenson University Mustangs basketball from sfmsports.net. This multimedia broadcast was powered by Coca-Cola, PMM Companies, and Stevenson University. Get game recaps and more at gomustangsports.com, the official home of Stevenson University Athletics.